Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday morning, the 8th day of March, 2023. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico, in Durango, Colorado. You can tune us in, of course, at 103.3 FM. And everywhere else on the planet, just go to our website to listen, ksje.com. We also want to welcome our viewers because, as you know, this is a community-supported visual radio station. And so we welcome our viewers who are joining us this morning, watching the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. We are glad that you are all with us this morning. Coming up in the next few moments, we're going to have a conversation about urgent care in the area with my guests from San Juan Health Partners. Hope you'll stay tuned for that important conversation beginning in the next few moments right here on KSJE this morning. Then later on this hour, we'll be checking in with Ron Price. He has some more words of advice for us about life in the sandbox, so we hope you'll stay tuned for that coming your way later on today at 8:50 a.m. Mick Hess is going to be here roving with the arts after the news next hour at 9:06 a.m. This morning, Mick is playing some music from composer Paul Hindemith. That's coming up today on a special 90-minute version of Roving with the Arts, because that'll take us to 10:30 and right on Four Corners, our local and regional author program. Host Elsherie Gladden is speaking with author Rebecca Weber about her debut novel, called, it's called Painter's Butterfly. You'll hear that conversation today at 10:30 on KSJE. And we also want to remind you about our KSJE On the Road programs. You can find them on our visual media platforms of Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. We take you out to local community events, places like the Farmington Museum and more. And of course, there's more coming. So check them out, subscribe or follow those pages, and you'll never miss a thing. So check it out, KSJE On the Road. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is a sunny Wednesday morning so far, 35 degrees at the moment. We're expecting some increase of clouds and wind today, as we could see wind gusts up to 25 to 30 miles per hour this afternoon. The high today, 60 degrees in Farmington. Partly cloudy tonight in the forecast with a low near 30 degrees, and then tomorrow, partly sunny skies with a high near 53 on Thursday, 59 with partly sunny skies on Friday, and maybe a 50% chance of a shower on Saturday, with a high again reaching near 60 degrees, and an overnight low near 41. More sunshine on Sunday with a high again near 60. Well, let me introduce my guests who are here with me this morning, as I mentioned, to talk about urgent care from San Juan Health Partners. Tammy Thornton is here. She is the new urgent care manager at San Juan Health Partners. And good morning to you. Good to have you here. Welcome.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Also, Shailene Brown is here as well, and she is the clinic director for San Juan Health Partners. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott.
Good to have you back.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
You bet. Good to have both of you here. And Tammy, let's start with you as kind of the newest part. You've just started this job basically just a few months ago, right, as manager of urgent care. Tell me about that.
I did. I started at urgent care back at the end of October, just this last year. So I've been there just a couple of months, lots of changes, good changes, positive changes.
Right.
So.
Very good. Excellent. And Shailene Brown, let me ask you a little bit about your work. Of course, as clinic director, there are some new clinics opening up around the area and things along that line, right?
Yeah, we did. We recently opened Interventional Spine on Farmington Avenue. Dr. Jones, Dr. Garmav, and Eric Griffith are in that practice. It was an existing practice that was in our San Juan Regional Spine Center, and we needed more space because we're growing that service line. So we moved them into that building, and now we have two procedure rooms, and we're working to increase our patient population going through that service. So we're super excited about that.
Got you. And remind us kind of the types of things that they can now work with and deal with, right?
Interventional spine is really interventional pain is really around taking care of pain interventionally without narcotics, not having to do medications, actually doing some needle-guided procedures and injections and those kind of things, and blocks to stop that pain at the source. So
I see.
It's a really good program to have here in San Juan County and for our patients.
Right. Very interesting. And this can be back pain, hip pain.
Yeah. Hip, neck, any of those places, shoulder.
Right. All those things where people have pain.
Right.
Okay. Very good. Good to know. Tammy Thornton, I'm going to come back to you and ask you a little bit about urgent care. And there's always the important conversation about what is an emergency and what is an urgency, right? And when should folks come to urgent care and maybe not go down to the emergency department at the hospital? And that's something I know that the hospital strives very hard to remind all of us about, right, of when to go see your folks at urgent care.
Sure. So, San Juan Health Partners Urgent Care is open 7 days a week. Our hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and we are there to serve the community for things like cold and flu symptoms, minor cuts, broken bones. And for the emergency department, they are open 24 hours. They are for, stroke symptoms, severe chest pain, severe abdominal pain, those types of things.
Got you. And so that's an important thing to remember, right?
Very important. Yes.
When we're talking about health and when to go and things along that line. And there's a big change happening at the urgent care, right? Is that things are kind of moving back indoors.
Yes. So our respiratory clinic, over the past 3 years, we initially moved this outside at the beginning of the pandemic, the beginning of 2020. And currently, over the last couple of weeks, we have begun transitioning this back indoors. So we have separated our waiting room to a respiratory, non-respiratory side. So anybody presenting to San Juan Health Partners Urgent Care can come inside and be registered and be seen by a provider.
Got you. And so explain to me the differences then, and you did it before we came on the air this morning too, but just to remind me and our audiences, right, if someone's presenting with a respiratory something, that just means maybe sniffles or cold or something like that. Is that what we're talking about?
Sure. So, and when we say respiratory, non-respiratory, really with the respiratory clinic, we're talking about any kind of illness, any fever, cough, runny nose, sore throat, those are all going to be considered respiratory illness.
Got you. But if I'm coming in with a sprained ankle or something, that's a non-respiratory situation.
Correct.
That I can hobble in to see urgent care.
Yes.
Okay. That's the difference, but you have them separate.
We do. We have them separated.
Gotcha.
To keep everyone safe.
And this primarily was because of the pandemic, right? Is that the reason that everything was kind of moved outside? Because, again, we were all told and learned that things were better with groups of people outside rather than inside in an enclosed space.
Correct. We initially did this to try to keep both patients and our caregivers safe. When we look at the continued decrease in the COVID positivity rate over the last few years, our COVID positivity rate back in 2021 was 45%. In 2022, January of 2022 was up to 48%. And just last week here in San Juan County, we were down to 7.9% COVID positivity rate. So
big difference.
Big difference.
Yeah. Still out there. Still something to be aware of, right? And concerned. But we've learned a lot, I think, in the last 3 years about this disease and how to maybe stay safe and stay healthy.
Absolutely. And so remembering the big things, wearing a mask if you are experiencing any type of respiratory symptom, making sure you're washing your hands, trying to keep your distance if you are the one that is sick, avoid touching your face, that's a big one, and continuously wiping down surfaces as well.
Right. All those things that we learned that we need to keep doing.
Yes.
Even 3 years out, but that's how it is.
And that it'll always be that way.
We always, right. Right. It's kind of changed. We talked about this, too. It's turning from a pandemic to an endemic, right? Which
Correct.
Is just one of those things like the flu that comes around every season or so, right?
Absolutely.
That's what we're thinking. So there you go. Interesting. Very good. Shailene Brown, let me come back to you a little bit about your work with the clinics at San Juan Health Partners. And you mentioned one of them, but you have some others I know that you're working with as well. But what else is new in your world these days?
Well, we've been busy with we recently acquired our San Juan Health Partners obstetrics and gynecology practices. So all of our obstetric and gynecology physicians in Farmington are now under San Juan Health Partners. So we did that November 1st. We're super excited to be able to offer that service line as well. So we've been very busy with all of our practices growing, and we're super excited about that.
That is exciting and good news. And it seems like we heard, you know, during the pandemic that folks maybe weren't maybe going to see their doctor as often or going to take care of health issues as often just because there was a lot of unknowns and things like that. Are we seeing some of that change a bit more? Are folks starting to come back to see their primary care and other physicians and specialists to kind of maybe get some of these long-running problems dealt with and try to find out what's going on?
Yes, we're definitely seeing an increase in visits across the board, especially around our primary care. Pediatrics, we're seeing record numbers in our pediatric clinics. You know, just all of those wellness visits and people were putting those kind of things off. They're starting to come back now. They understand it's safe now to come back into the medical offices, and we're able to now take care of all of those non-emergent needs and primary care needs as well. So yes, we are seeing that increase.
Gotcha. Very, very good. Tammy Thornton, let me come back to you and ask you a bit about your decision to kind of bring in the respiratory clinic back inside. And you mentioned to me before too that you used some data and some procedures that were happening at the emergency department, right, to help in your decision making of how to make this transition safe and good for your patients, correct?
Correct. And so I went and did a walkthrough of the emergency department, and they have been back indoors, and they've separated their respiratory, non-respiratory patients. They've been doing this for some time. I don't have a specific date, but they've been doing it for some time safely and effectively. So.
Got you. And so you kind of learned from them a little bit about what they were doing.
Absolutely. Trying to model what the San Juan Regional Medical Center Emergency Department is doing.
Right, right. Very good. And when it comes to urgent care, just walk me through a little bit about some of the things that you think about when you're working on the organization and trying to get patients in and out. No one likes to wait, but it just depends. I know you're open as long as you are, and some days you can't predict how many patients are going to walk through that door. I don't think you can ever predict how many patients are going to walk through that door, so you really have to just kind of manage the numbers as they ebb and flow throughout the day, I suppose, right?
Absolutely, and that's one of the things, you know, when we looked at bringing the respiratory clinic back indoors, is this something that we could decrease some of our wait times, you know, getting patients inside and putting them in rooms and trying to really decrease the amount of time that they have to spend at urgent, at San Juan Health Partners Urgent Care.
Right, and that's working so far?
I think that we have seen a little decrease in the amount of wait times, yes.
Gotcha. And I realize when you got 20 people waiting to be seen, people are going to have to wait a bit.
There will always be some wait.
Sure.
And some days are busier than others. So we can't predict that. Some days we can see up to 120 patients. Some days we have 60, and it's unpredictable.
Those are high numbers to me.
Very high numbers.
I just want that number to sink into the audience a little bit. You said 120?
We can see up to 120 patients
per
day.
Per day. Okay, just want to make
and
sure.
That's from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m.
That's not 24 hours,
no.
Right? That's,
no,
yeah, exactly. So that's significant, I would think, with the staff that you have. And so that's an important thing for folks to remember that they're dealing with it. But I think the one thing that we can agree on is the wait time at urgent care will usually be less than it would be at the emergency department. If you're going down there and you don't have to go down there.
Yes. Yes, it should be a lot.
You're right.
Less of a wait. I think the highest wait I've seen since I've been there at urgent care, it has been 2 to 3 hours. When we open in the morning at 9 a.m. is our busiest time. We tend to get a lot of patients through the door as soon as we open.
Right. Understood. That makes some sense. But again, it's important that folks realize, even if there's a wait at urgent care, if you go to the emergency department and you're not, and you shouldn't go to the emergency department, it's going to be a longer wait for you down there because they're dealing with more serious health conditions and patients that are really in need of emergency care. And that's the difference.
Absolutely. So if you go into the emergency department and it's something minor that could be seen at urgent care, they are going to, you know, triage the patients, and they're going to be taking care of the emergencies first, and so you could have a longer wait there at their emergency
right.
room.
Exactly. That's my understanding as well, so that's an important thing to know. My guest this morning from San Juan Regional Urgent San Juan Health Partners Urgent Care, pardon me, talking about the urgent care, and Tammy Thornton is the new urgent care manager at San Juan Health Partners Urgent Care. Shailene Brown is here as well. She is a clinic director. And again, I thank you both for coming in this morning. Shailene, talk to me a little bit more about the work that you do with some of the clinics, right? You're looking at as patients increase and the need for more space, or how you manage the numbers that you have, correct?
Correct. And, you know, we're always doing ongoing recruitment efforts. We have a recruiter that works with San Juan Regional Medical Center. Terry Smith and her team work really hard to recruit. And we're always looking at what is our community needs and where do we need to do that recruitment effort at. we've got ongoing recruitment efforts, you know, continuously around our cardiology service lines. Neurology is a big one as well, and so we're always on the lookout for good physicians and APPs, advanced practice, nurse practitioners and physician assistants to help take care of our patients and continued efforts trying to keep our patients here in San Juan County and not having to have them travel for their services as well.
So. Right. Do you have a wish list of people that you'd like to attract to the community, or a service line that you'd like to see happen here if you could find the professionals to staff it?
I think the top of the wish list for me would be the two that come to mind for me would be endocrinology and rheumatology. We've been trying to recruit for those areas for a long time, and it's very difficult to do. There's a shortage across the United States in those two areas.
Right. I was going to say this isn't a unique problem to San Juan Health Partners. It's happening across the country, is it not?
It is. It's across the country. And, we just don't find that there are a lot of endocrinologists out there, and the same with rheumatology as well.
Right. Right. Very good. Tammy Thornton, back to you to ask a bit about urgent care. And I know one of the things that you pride yourself on are the staff that you have at urgent care, and that they are credentialed and have certain standards, correct, to work in the urgent care?
Absolutely. We have an amazing staff over at San Juan Health Partners Urgent Care. We've got several board certified physicians, several registered nurses, medical assistants, and our front staff, our CSRs, are just the entire team is an amazing group.
And that's something you strive for, right, is to have those physicians there on staff and available to the patients if needed, right, depending on their level of care when they come through the door?
Absolutely. Our goal is to provide high-quality care to these patients. So,
and board-certified physicians.
Right.
We have board-certified physicians with a strong tie to our community. Many of those physicians and nurse practitioners and PAs and urgent care have been at our urgent care for several years, and they're active members of our community.
Which is great. Mm-hmm. And I imagine that helps with recruitment too, right? When you're trying to, if there's a new-ish physician who's in practice maybe, and they have an opportunity to come back to their hometown and provide a service to their friends and neighbors and family, perhaps that might be a way to sell that opening when you have them.
It is. Dr. Singleton is one of our shining stars for our urgent care. She's very committed to our community, has strong ties to our community, and so she's one of those successes that we encourage and we want to talk about all of the time. Is they leave and they get their education and then they come back to our community, and that's really what we want.
Right, very, very true. And she's been a guest here numerous times. And
yes.
I know she would probably agree. And it's great to see her so involved with the many things that she is involved with and continuing to serve the patients and of the community in numerous ways.
Yes.
So it's great. It's great to see. We just have a couple of minutes remaining this morning. Final thoughts as we talk a little bit about some of the clinics. You were mentioning the expansion. Remind our folks about that, the newest location.
So San Juan Regional Medical Center Interventional Spine is our newest location, located on Farmington Avenue. And again, they are taking care of our patients interventionally without narcotics, working to alleviate their pain in other ways. So it's an excellent service that they offer. And then we have our San Juan Health Partners obstetrics and gynecology groups that we recently acquired in November, and they continue to take patients as well. And so we're excited to have them join us too. So.
Okay, very, very good. And Tammy Thornton, again, Urgent Care is open. Give us the hours and days again, just so we have that down.
Yes, so San Juan Health Partners Urgent Care is open 7 days a week, including weekends and holidays, from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And again, we are bringing our respiratory clinic back indoors. We do require any patients with respiratory symptoms to wear a mask, but highly encourage all patients to.
Okay, very, very good. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning. Great information to share with our audiences, and I really appreciate you both being here.
Thank you, Scott.
We appreciate you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for being here.
Take care.
My guest from San Juan Health Partners with me this morning here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.